WRCO Radio Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. The Bucks with a loss, a Brewer win last night over the Yankees. Good to see the Bronx Bombers go down, the Brewers with the W, and even some local softball and baseball scores.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, I'm Adam Hess. A lot of high school games canceled last night due to weather. A few games played. First of all, in softball, Marshfield downed Holman 6-5. Aquinas got by Westby 11-7. Sparta, no trouble with Mauston, 26-3. Middleton, a 12-5 winner over Verona. Adams Friendship doubled up on Wisconsin Dells, 14-7, and Marshfield over Holman, a final there, 16-7 in that second of the doubleheader. In baseball, Onalaska 8-0 over Prairie du Chien. It was Holman blanking West Salem 10-0, and La Crosse Logan an 8-1 win against Mauston. The season won't stop while the Brewers try to figure out how to piece together a pitching rotation due to injuries. But if they're going to play, it appears they're intent on continuing to find ways to win. Willie Adames delivered an RBI single in the 10th inning to extend the game for rookie third baseman Joey Ortiz's walk-off single in the 11th, capping a 4-RBI night that began with Ortiz's first Major League home run and giving the Brewers a hard-fought 7-6 win over the Yankees at American Family Field on Friday night. The same two teams will play today. Other interleague finals, the Cubs beat up on Boston 7-1, the Dodgers 10 better than Toronto 12-2, Atlanta 6, Cleveland 2, Texas doubling up on Cincy 2-1, and Seattle dispatched Arizona 6-1. American League, Kansas City with a shutout over Detroit 8-0, Oakland 3-2 over Baltimore, the Chi Sox 9, Tampa Bay 4, Minnesota with a 5-3 win over the Angels. And finally in the senior circuit, Washington 3-1 over Miami, St. Louis doubling up on the Mets 4-2, Philly over San Diego 9-3, and San Francisco with a shutout win over the Pirates by a final of 3-0. Tyrese Halliburton completed a three-point play with 1.6 seconds left, capping his first postseason triple-double in what is his first home playoff game. That gave the Indiana Pacers a 121-118 overtime win over the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday night in Indy. Indiana keeps the best of seven series 2-1 as they have the lead. Game four is tomorrow, also in Indianapolis. Giannis Antetokounmpo again set out for Milwaukee because of a strained left calf muscle. Halliburton had 18 points, 16 assists, and 10 rebounds. Miles Turner added 29 points and 9 rebounds, both playoff career highs. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton banked in a three-pointer with 1.4 seconds left to force overtime and had a chance to force a second overtime, but his three-pointer bounced off the side of the rim. Middleton finished with a playoff career high, 42 points. Again, those same two teams will play Sunday in Indianapolis. It will be game four in the playoff series. Luka Doncic had 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists, and the suddenly defensive-minded Dallas Mavericks took a chippy 101-90 win over the Los Angeles Clippers for a 2-1 lead in their first round series. The Mavs rode the same defense that gave them home court advantage with a Game 2 victory in L.A. Now, the Mavs won in Dallas 3 years after losing all three first-round games on their home floor in a seven-game series loss to the Clippers. Rookie Derek Lively II scored all 13 of his points in the first half. James Harden scored 21 for the Clippers, but fellow stars Paul George and Kawhi Leonard had little impact on the game. Anthony Edwards scored 36, Rudy Gobert added 19 and 14 rebounds, and the Minnesota Timberwolves used a hot shooting third quarter to beat the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix last night 126-109 and take a 3-0 lead in that first round series. Minnesota goes for the sweep in Game 4 tomorrow, also in Phoenix. It was the third straight game the Wolves used a big third to turn a tight game into a comfortable victory. Minnesota hit 7 of 11 three-pointers during that surge, including 4 from Nickeil Alexander-Walker, to take a 22-point lead into the fourth. Bradley Beal led the Suns with 28, Kevin Durant had 25, and Devin Booker pitched in 23 points in the victory. From the NBA, turning our attention to the NFL and the draft, defense became the focus of the NFL draft on Friday night after a record-setting 23 offensive players were taken in the first round. The Atlanta Falcons, who shocked everyone by taking quarterback Michael Penix Jr. at number 8, kicked off the shift by moving up to take Clemson defensive lineman Ruke Orohoro with the third pick in the second. The Commanders then took Illinois defensive tackle Zerzan Newton, and a total of 20 defensive players went in a round that had 7 trades as teams were wheeling and dealing to get their guy. The Titans took a chance on Texas defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat with a 38th pick after he was arrested for driving while intoxicated. Caleb Williams was ready to embrace the attention after the Chicago Bears made him the number one pick in the NFL draft. The prized quarterback knows that all eyes are on him in a city craving a consistent winner. Williams realizes he's going to be under scrutiny because he paints his nails and wears, quote, funky clothes and things like that. But he also says he'll make a lot of people happy if he wins. The Bears have just 3 playoff appearances since the 2006 team went to the Super Bowl. Chicago's lone Super Bowl champion remains the 1985 team, but there's certainly a buzz now in the Windy City. The New York Rangers are one win away from advancing after beating the Washington Capitals 3-1 to take a 3-0 lead in their first round series. Vincent Trocheck had a power play goal and a shorthanded assist in a dominant special teams performance. Igor Shesterkin made 27 saves at the other end to stymie the Capitals and push them to the brink of elimination. Chris Kreider and Barclay Goodrow also scored for the Rangers. Game 4 is Sunday night in Washington. The problems for Dallas are twofold. The Stars aren't getting great scoring chances for long stretches. They aren't even putting the puck on the net. That's primarily why the Golden Knights are back in Las Vegas with a 2-0 lead in the first round of the NHL playoff series. Game 3 is tonight. The Stars didn't get a shot on goal in the second period of Game 1 until 8:52 into the period. Vegas closed out Game 2 by holding Dallas without a shot on goal over the final 5 minutes and 38 seconds. Caitlin Clark drew a standing ovation in her first appearance on Gainbridge Fieldhouse's court since becoming the number one overall pick in the WNBA. In the IndyCar replica, no less. Clark revved up the crowd as part of the Pacers' pregame routine. She returned to the court in the second quarter with the rest of her Indiana Fever teammates tossing T-shirts into the stands. The Fever opened training camp on Sunday, and Clark's presence has turned tickets into a hot commodity in Indianapolis and all around the league. Reigning Indianapolis 500 champion Joseph Newgarden is accepting blame for manipulating the push-to-pass system in his season-opening win, calling it, quote, an embarrassment. He says he's not a liar and didn't intentionally break the rules. Newgarden gave an emotional news conference at Barber Motorsports Park in his first public comment since IndyCar stripped him of his victory on March 10th at St. Petersburg, Florida. He said he didn't realize he broke the rules until Monday. Newgarden said IndyCar's decision was, quote, absolutely the right call. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry held onto a share of the lead Friday in the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, with the Irish duo shooting a 2-under-70 in alternate play in the PGA's only team event. The team of Davis Thompson, Andrew Novak, Ryan Brem, Mark Hubbard, and Aaron Ray David Lipsky matched McIlroy and Lowry at 13-under, 131, at the TPC Louisiana. They'll play best ball today and then close out with alternate shot on Sunday. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, the 2022 winners, were a stroke behind with Callum Tarren and David Skins, Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, Zach Johnson and Ryan Palmer, and Luke List and Hendrik Norlander, along with Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith. McIlroy and Lowry, who opened Thursday with a best ball 61, overcame Lowry's mid-round putting woes to close with consecutive birdies and hold on to the lead. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.